Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Later tonight we've got the South Sydney Rabbitohs taking on the Manly Seagulls in the first prelim final. Winner goes through to the grand final to take on the winner of tomorrow night's game between the Penrith Panthers and the Melbourne Storm. Cannot wait for this clash tonight. It is going to be unreal. Probably the most informed player we've ever seen, Tom Trbojevic, taking on Wayne Bennett in his last rodeo with the South Sydney Rabbitohs, along with his skipper Adam Reynolds. A lot going into this game. I cannot wait for it. If you have a look on the Instagram page, we're going to have our coaches clipboard post dropping. We do these for all of the finals games. Seem to be really popular with you guys. I'm going to give you an insight into how I think Des Hasler and Wayne Bennett will be looking at these games and the guys that they'll be focusing from the opposition that they need to shut down. We're going to start off with Des Hasler's coaches clipboard. Now, to get inside the mind of Des Hasler is a near impossible job. I've done my very best. If I was Des Hasler, this is how I'd be looking at it. The first name on my list would be the South skipper. We've already mentioned him, Adam Reynolds, the halfback. For me, I've said for a long time he is the best kicking game in rugby league. I don't think there's any doubting that, to be perfectly honest with you. And you have a look. The Manly Seagulls beat the Roosters last week, really ran away with that one. The week before, they really had their pants pulled down and they were embarrassed by the Melbourne Storm. A big aspect of that game for me was the kicking game of Cameron Munster. He really took Tom Trbojevic out of the contest, either by putting it on his head off kick, so you drop it on his head so he's got to catch it, he's standing still, he's not running onto the ball, he's not charging onto it, he's not able to really get in any momentum in the lead up to the ball, and you put him on the corner. So what you do when you kick him into corners like that, you umbrella your defense like the Melbourne Storm do. You really get in, you push them back there. Now, what it means is that if you can bury Tom Trbojevic in a corner, it means the next two hit-ups, they're going to be Ruben Garrick, Jason Saab, two tall, upright bodies, and then you can force them back, yeah? The Manly Seagulls, they don't want to be put into this position. The other option is, which Cameron Munster did a few times, is you just roll the ball on its belly, yeah? It's a reasonably ineffective play, but all it means is that the Manly Seagulls aren't able to get momentum. Tommy's not able to charge onto the ball. He's got to sort of slow down. And that's the thing with Trbojevic. You can slow him down by putting it low. He's a tall fella. He's not going to reach down like a Ryan Pappenhausen would pick it up at absolute top pace and fly. He tends to stop it with his foot. It just slows his momentum down a little bit. That comes down to the kicking game of Adam Reynolds. If I'm Des Hasler, I know that I have to put all the pressure in the world on Adam Reynolds tonight. If he is comfortable when he is kicking, the Manly Seagulls will be in serious trouble. They will be stuck in the corners. South Sydney, they will just compress. Their umbrella defense will lock them away. Adam Reynolds, his kicking game will be key. Des Hasler will be right on top of him. What I've got written down here for Adam Reynolds: we watched Cam Munster kick Turbo out of the game 2 weeks ago. Des is up against the best kicking game in rugby league this week. Reynolds needs to be under more pressure than he ever has been. Number two on my list, I've got Cam Murray. Now, obviously, a well-rested Cam Murray is going to be lethal. I think you'll see the South Sydney Rabbitohs change their tactics a little bit this week. week, and I think Cam Murray could be key to it. You quite often see them go out the back, they go to Walker, they find AJ. If I was the South Sydney Rabbitohs, I'd be trying to target Olakau'atu and DCE. You saw what the Melbourne Storm did to him a couple of weeks ago. I'd be sending Colomantungi and Cam Murray at those two on the edges. I'd be using Reynolds and Cam Murray as a combo there. We saw a couple of weeks ago, Cam Murray took the ball to the line. He had Adam Reynolds out the back of him. He looked out the back. He hit Mark Nichols, and he went straight through. Reason why he did this was the night he scored two tries is because South Sydney, they tend to go out the back a lot, so teams tend to fade off them. When we spoke to Isaac John, he gave us a little insight to the Manly Seagulls defensive line, and I think it speaks truth even more. You've got DCE. What they do is they set a defender, and that's your man. You have to make that tackle. You have to go for it. DCE, he's going to have to make a decision whether he's going to slide and go the guys out the back or take the front defense. Even if he takes the front defender, if you can get him one-on-one, DCE tends to be in trouble, especially on his inside shoulder. I would be getting Cam Murray to run this sort of line. If not running that line, let him play the first receiver role with Walker or Adam Reynolds out the back. It's been successful the last few weeks. I think it's something that I'd be doing here as well. I think that's going to be key for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Also, his leg speed through the middle. This is a Manly pack that had to play an extra game last week. They didn't look exhausted in that game like the Panthers, but it's still going to take a lot out of their tank. No doubt about that whatsoever. Under Cam Murray's name, I've got fastest play the ball in the NRL, always put on his back, the key momentum man in the Rabbitohs system. A well-rested Cam Murray is one of the scariest prospects imaginable in finals footy. I back that in 100%. Murray, he's going to be in for a special game tonight, I think. Now, number three, and I've had him number one the last few weeks, Cody Walker. I just think the game's going to be a little bit tighter than what people are expecting here, so I've got Adam Reynolds up higher than Cody Walker. Once again, I spoke about that target area of DCE and Olakau'atu there. If I'm Cody Walker, he's had an unbelievable season, a heap of try assists. I want him to run more tonight. I want him to really put those guys under pressure. They don't tend to hold their line overly well, these two. You can dismantle them, especially if you get them on the back foot. Cody Walker, his running game, he could really cut them up. I would be sending a lot of early warning shots to DC and Olakau'atu through the likes of Cam Murray, Olakau'atu, and Cody Walker running the football. We've seen over the last few weeks as well, especially running off Adam Reynolds. Cody Walker, he's been hitting some really good lines, running 100 miles an hour into space. This is where Cody Walker is at his most dangerous, and I think he could really terrorise that left edge for the right edge for the Manly Seagulls, taking on the left edge of the South Sydney Rabbitohs. I would be mixing up a little bit with a bit more of a running game and playing a little bit more flat than what the Rabbitohs usually do against this Manly side. For Cody Walker, I've got his passing game has been unreal all year. I'm tipping you'll see Walker run a bit more this week. He will look to test out DCE and the trust that Olakau'atu has in his seven. So you can see over the last few weeks that it has been tested a little bit. Olakau'atu, he will tend to come in to help his seven DCE, and it can just create opportunities everywhere. And it might be your first two or three shots you take these two on, and then it's going to open space out the back. They've got a lot of variety and a lot of shape they can take on here. Now, I wrote my coach's clipboard before Brad Parker was ruled out. So Moses Suli has now come in. This is a spot that they can also target as well. It's going to be a big test for Des Hasler, how he gets the very best out of Moses Suli in defense. In attack, he's going to be unreal, no doubt about it. But that Campbell Graham side, Jaden Sewer, they'll pick out Moses Suli as a guy that they can potentially get the better of. So Des needs to be aware of that on his side of the ball. As I said, I did write this before Moses Suli came in, so I haven't got that on here. But for Wayne Bennett, his coach's clipboard, the guy he's going to watch out for, number one, it has to be Tom Trbojevic. Already mentioned that Adam Reynolds' kicking game is going to be key here. I said this on YKTR Sports the other day. I think Reynolds will be the man of the match tonight. I think he will kick the Manly Seagulls out of this game. He'll just strangle them. A death by a thousand cuts, as we say in the NFL. Next to Tom Trbojevic's name, I've got win the middle and force Turbo to return the ball out of corners. Either want the ball dropping on his head or dribbling to him in general play. Hold on and hope. So in general play, it is a bit of a hold on and hope with Turbo. You just got to minimise the amount of times he can take advantage of being on the front foot. There are those moments where he jumps into first receiver and just goes 100 miles an hour. This is where your A, B, and your markers, they need to be on. You need numbers in this tackle. We saw him do it a number of times this season. He scores just about every time, except for against the Melbourne Storm. He did it twice that night, and they just compressed. As soon as Tommy Turbo gets the ball in that center third, you know what he's going to do. He's going to take him on. Your defense needs to compress, yeah? Always need to be compressing. It is a gamble in this team, though, because the DCEs and the forehands, they can just swing the ball so far to their edges so quickly, and they've got so much speed in Jason Saab and Ruben Garrick on your edges. But if you can minimalise what Tom Trbojevic does through the middle, you go a long way to winning this game of football. No doubt Wayne Bennett will have him as his top man. Number two, DCE, the halfback I just mentioned. They will compress on Tom Trbojevic, especially after a Turbo hit up. If he does take him on and he gets stopped, the ball goes straight to DC on the next play, and that's when you start to swing it. He's got his edge back row on his side, Olakuatu. In defense, there's been a bit of a question mark around them. In attack, they've been sensational all year. I have no doubt they will bounce off each other. And the way that he plays down that right edge, and I'll bring Jason Saab into this conversation in a minute, but he's got one of the best left-to-right passes in rugby league. We tend to see most sides, you look at the Melbourne Storm, they're strong edge is the left side. You look at the South Sydney Rabbitohs, their strong edge is the left side. You look at the Penrith Panthers, strong side is their left side. I would say the same with the Manly Seagulls, but DCE, he can pass better than anyone left to right. And you see this quite often, that your left sides are strongest because most guys are right-handed, therefore from right to left, they're better passes on that side. You can see that from, you know, first grade to under 16s, essentially. It's just the way it goes. But DCE, the way that he throws that cutter ball left to right, he's going to be very, very lethal in this game. He will also do the vast majority of their kicking. So same as Adam Reynolds, pressure needs to be on this guy because he will test out Blake Taff. He doesn't have the same sort of kicking game as Nathan Cleary, but if you give DCE time, he will still give him some nightmares there. Under DCE's name, I've got DCE will do the vast majority of kicking for the Seagulls. Pressure needs to be applied. Left edge defense needs to be aware. DCE's left to right is one of the more dangerous in this league. We've seen him throw the cutout the last few weeks, which has been really damaging, but I believe now it'll be even more dangerous. You have got Morgan Harper out there who he can play short to as well. Olakuatu, he's got a heap of options out on that right edge, so something that they definitely need to be aware of. A big test for that side in defense, but in attack there are plenty of points that can come from there, and if they do, it'll come from DCE. And the man I've got number three on my coach's clipboard for Wayne Bennett, it is Jason Saab. Now you look at that game against Melbourne a couple of weeks ago, they scored two tries. Both of those tries were solely off the back of Jason Saab being the best athlete on the field. They had the forward passed, I think it was Morgan Harper that got disallowed. Manly Seagulls got the ball back, a little bit flustered, went through the worst set of six of their entire season, but it was made to look good on the end because DCE, he just put a kick in the right spot. Jason Saab, too big, too tall, too strong, too fast, too good in the air. He was able to get up, come down with that ball. They scored their second try later, an awful kick from Ruben Garrick, just a kick and hope, but there was a little knock back by the Melbourne Storm, Lume. You probably won't get that this weekend from South Sydney, but our man, Jason Saab, he was there because he is the fastest guy in the NRL right now, probably alongside Josh Adokar. I'd love to see them in a race, but I think that Wayne Bennett will be well aware that as soon as they get into space at any point, they will be looking out for Jason Saab. They'll be finding him. All eyes need to be on him. I wouldn't be surprised if they do bring him into the middle and try to utilise him in a few different ways here. Also, early kicks to him you need to be aware of. Cameron Munster and Fox have done this really well all season. DCE's got one of the best kicking games in rugby league. I have no doubt he'll be keeping his eye out, especially off scrums and whatnot, where he can take advantage of these plays. South Sydney, they're coming into this game very fresh. The Manly Seagulls tired off the back of last week. I believe they're going to have to find some unorthodox way to score points. Obviously, you've got Tom Trbojevic who can do it in so many ways, but then you've also got this freakish athlete, the fastest guy on the field out there, which you need to be utilising, you need to be taking advantage of. The thing with Jason Saab that will make it interesting that Wayne Bennett would be confident with, of course, the man marking Jason Saab is Alex Johnson. Probably the second fastest, you could tell me he's the fastest player on the field. So hopefully he will be able to negate what Jason Saab is doing out on that right edge.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
But this is where I would start to give Jason Saab a bit of a license. I'd be utilizing him in a few different ways. I'd be happy to see him pop up on the left side through the middle just to expose some tired defenders there. He's not your quick, nippy sort of guy like Ryan Papenhuyzen. He's your rangy sort of fella, so you sort of need to create space for him. He's not going to create it for himself. But these guys, on the back of offloads, they are capable of doing it. I think he's one guy that Wayne Bennett will definitely have on his clipboard that he'll be ready to take him on. I think the South Sydney Rabbitohs win this one. I've sort of been sitting on the fence for the last week or so. I think when I look at it now, look at these two teams, the way they line up, the kicking game of Adam Reynolds, the fact that they've had a week off, they're fresh going into this game. I just think South Sydney get the job done here. It's going to be a cracking game. We're going to touch on it a little bit more this afternoon, so stay tuned for that podcast before we kick off later tonight. Sensational game of footy between two of the best coaches rugby league has ever seen. A lot of passion going into this. The Manly Seagulls, Tom Trbojevic in particular, coming off one of the best seasons ever. But if he loses 2 from 3 games in finals and falls out the back door, I mean, we've all talked about comparing him to Jarrod Hayne, Ben Barber season. They both went to a grand final. They've taken it a step further than Tommy Turbo at the moment. Big test for him. You look on the other side of the park, it's Wayne Bennett's last game potentially. It's potentially Adam Reynolds' last game, potentially Dane Gagai's last game, Jaden Sua. There is a lot going into this, and if I'm guessing, I would say that all of these South Sydney boys are aware that this will be Benji Marshall's last rodeo. There is a heap of emotion going into this game. I think South Sydney win this one, and they go on to the grand final to take on the Melbourne Storm.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.